With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Voters in Allegan County will decide how to fill the vacancy in the State House left by the expulsion of Cindy Gamrat. A special general election is set for March, but first, a special primary is being held on Tuesday. Jim Seiver is one of eight Republicans on the ballot for his party's nomination in the 80th State House District. Jim Seiver, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Well, I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for about 33 years now. I'm a father. I'm married with eight children and 10 grandchildren. I'm also a veteran of the Vietnam War, and I've practiced law now both in the private practice and a small practice with my son in Wyoming, Michigan, and also as vice president and general counsel of the largest independent oil company in the state of Michigan, Dart Energy Corporation. I'm running because when Ms. Gamrat was expelled from the House of Representatives, I thought that we needed some representation from somebody honest. I've never run for office before. I feel like I'm an honest man. I've never stole a nickel from anybody. And I thought we needed some honest leadership in Lansing. And that's why I'm trying to go there.
Can you talk a little bit about the balance between representing this district, which is a pretty conservative district, and Cindy Gamrat won the Republican primary and then the general election in part because she holds conservative views herself, and the idea of being effective, getting things done, working with members of the state house, whether they be Republican or Democrat?
Sure. As a lawyer, you know that 99% of our job is representing people and the issues that people have, and it is coming to a consensus, whether it's being with a prosecutor or with another attorney, coming to a consensus on tough issues. I've done that for 33 years, both representing individual people and representing the oil company. So I've got a vast amount of experience in reaching across the aisle and shaking hands and saying, look, we can get this done. We just have to figure out a way to do it within the constraints that you have and the constraints that I have, and represent the people of the 80th District.
What sort of road funding package could you vote for if you end up in the State House?
My thought on road funding is that if we actually dedicated the fuel tax that we spend at the pump now and added things like electric cars and some of the other types of vehicles that we have and tax those on the same way we do the fuel tax, without raising any of the sales tax or the income tax or raising the fuel tax, if we dedicated that fuel tax and then took matching funds from the feds, we should have enough money every year to fix our roads and maintain them so that we can move goods and services throughout our county.
One of the problems, though, that Governor Snyder said they ran into when they were constructing Proposal 1 was if you dedicate all of the taxes from fuel purchases to roads, is that then there's money that's now going to schools, local governments, that's not going to be there. And that's why Proposal 1 had the proposed increase in the sales tax to make that up.
Absolutely. But you know what they've got to do is get back to the place that they told us they were going to be at. When we started the lottery here in Michigan, they said, vote for the lottery, and we're going to dedicate the lottery funds to education. They didn't do that. They took some of the lottery funds to go to education the first year or two, and then after that, they moved it to the general funds. Let's get back to putting the lottery money for the educational purposes and put the fuel tax for the roads. And be honest with the people about it instead of moving things around in a shell game in Lansing.
Give us an idea of maybe where you stand on a few other issues. For instance, expanding civil rights protections for gay and lesbian people under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act.
Absolutely. I'm sworn as a lawyer to uphold the Constitution of the United States, whether it be the 13th Amendment, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and I am all for amending the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to reflect the law as it stands today on the LGBT population. I think they should have the right to have housing, jobs, health insurance, and the ability to adopt children if they wish to do so.
Education. What sort of education policy broadly in about 30 seconds would you support?
I have read extensively. I am not, I've taught for about 20 years in the colleges, but not in the high schools or the middle schools. I am a proponent of the Common Core system. Now, the reason I am is because Common Core says we're going to take our kids in fourth grade and teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. And if their family moves to Missouri, they're still on the same level with the Missouri kids. And it seems to me that we have to get back to teaching cursive writing so that kids can write a check. Teach them arithmetic so that they can give you change without having to punch something in at McDonald's.
Jim Seiver, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Jim Seiver is one of eight Republicans running in the 80th State House District that includes Allegan County. The seat's currently vacant due to the expulsion of Cindy Gamrat. The primary will be held on Tuesday. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.